Right, we've gone through position. So you're sitting there beautifully, channeling Carl Hester or Charlotte de Jardin in your mind. So now we're going to be thinking about warming up your horse and yourself. So the first thing I'm going to speak about is soft focusing. So with your eyes, when you look at something, for example, a tree, you can hard focus. So you actually look at the tree, you're looking at the leaves and the colour of the leaves and the colour of the bark. And what we're going to be doing is something called soft focusing. So your eyes are actually on the tree, for example, but you're not actually taking in the tree. Your eyes are just resting on it. You're actually concentrating inside. So you're concentrating on your position, how you're sitting, how it's feeling with your horse. So that's soft focusing. So as you're riding around the arena or wherever you're practicing or working, then I want you to lift your eyes up, focus on something or put your eyes on something at the end of the arena in a straight line, and then soft focus so that you're thinking about your whole position. So now, as you're riding around, what I want you to do is sit up nice and tall and very relaxed. And I want you to take, of course, if it's safe, this is, take your reins into one hand and just drop one hand down by your thigh. Let it just dangle down to the floor. Now have a look down your hand. Is it actually pointing at your heel? If it isn't, just relax your legs down, pop your calves on your horse's sides, but really in a relaxed way. Have a look down again until your leg is back and underneath you. Excellent. Now taking back your reins, looking up nice and tall, soft focus on something, and think about your position, moving backwards and forwards, moving with your horse. Feel your horse's hoofbeats. So it's in a walk, so you can feel 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And your body's just moving gently with your horse. Now again, I just want you to take your reins into one hand if it's safe to do so, and pop the other hand, the hand that's free, just straight out in front of you, keeping it very still as your horse is walking. Excellent, making sure that your body is really relaxed and moving with your horse. There's no tension anywhere. Just have while you're soft focusing, just concentrating into your body, just checking that there's no tension anywhere. Okay, now relax your hand down, pop your hand onto a piece of your horse's mane. And what I want you to do is just to pull your seat up and out of the saddle so you're standing on your stirrups. Now, in this position, you should be able to just pivot there really relaxed, no tension. So carry on practicing until you can stand. Your weight drop down into your heel, your thigh and your knee completely relaxed. That's it. Lovely. And just staying in that position, letting your horse just walk underneath you. Keep practicing until it's very easy for you just to pivot there. If you can imagine your horse just disappearing underneath you and you just land squarely on your feet. Excellent. So once you're in balance and really relaxed, what I want you to do now is looking up, just soft focusing on your calves. Now I want you to gently lower your seat down into the saddle, just feeling your calves staying on your horse's side. So you're going to have to bend your knee, relax your legs, sit your seat back down. Excellent. So your legs should be in the same place as when you were standing up. So it's keeping in that same area. And once you're sitting down in your seat, just correct your upper body, pushing your shoulder blades just gently back. So you're lifting your diaphragm, lifting your chest. Brilliant. Well done. Now looking up nice and tall. We're going to go forwards into a nice trot. So collecting up your reins, taking a little bit of a contact, but remember it's a soft forward contact. You're just warming yourself and your horse up. So when you're ready, taking up that contact, lifting your diaphragm so your horse knows something's happening, gentle squeeze with both your legs and forward into a trot. If your horse doesn't listen, just give him a slight little kick with your leg. And if they still don't listen, a little tap with your stick just behind where you would use your leg, just to remind him to say, come on, listen to my leg. So once you're in trot, looking up nice and tall, keeping yourself very relaxed, and just moving with your horse. So we're going to be working in a rising trot for the moment. So just pivoting your hip forward and down as your horse is trotting. Now again, looking up tall, soft focusing, checking your shoulder blades are back, your legs relaxed, your heels down, your horse is moving forward underneath you in a really relaxed manner. So as you're rising and feeling the movement with your horse, just taking your reins into one hand again if it's safe to do so, and relaxing your hand down by your thigh, just so it's really relaxed and pointing to the ground. There's no tension there. And again, it should be pointing, your hand should be pointing to your heel. Just have a check and correct your leg if it's not. Excellent. It's taking your reins back again, doing your rising trot. As your seat's going down into the saddle, think about how your seat is touching the saddle. Is it touching on your seat bones again, not forward on your pelvic bone? Your shoulder blades back. Excellent. So now what I want you to do is just take your reins into one hand again if it's safe. If it's not, then you keep both your reins. Pop your hand down on the front of your saddle and link your fingers underneath the front of your saddle just so you have extra support. And now what I want you to do is just to take up sitting trot just for a couple of strides. Your horse isn't very warm, so you can't do it for too long at the moment until your horse has trotted a little bit longer and is a bit more relaxed and warmed up. So relaxing your leg, pull your seat down into the saddle, really relaxing everything, checking that weight is staying down on your seat bones. Just a couple of strides and then rising. Brilliant. And then after a little while, we're going to repeat the exercise again. So looking up tall, soft focus, pull that seat down into the saddle just for a couple of strides, really relaxing your leg, looking up tall and then rising trot again. Excellent. And then one more time, looking up nice and tall, taking the contact with the front of the saddle, pull your seat down. And then rising trot again. Well done. Very good. So taking the reins back again, so you've got contact with your horse's mouth, just rising trot around the edge of the arena. Now what I want you to do is just link your fingers through a piece of your horse's mane, just so that you've got a little bit of balance there, or extra balance to help yourself. And then I just want you to stand up like we did in the walk. So just lifting your seat out of the saddle, weight really down into your heel, into that lower leg, feeling your calf on your horse's thigh, checking your leg is really relaxed. There's no tension anywhere. You're looking up nice and tall, finding that point of balance so you can just stay there. Fantastic. Okay, and rising trot again. Looking up nice and tall, feel your seat moving forwards with your horse and standing up again. Keeping the weight right the way down into your heel. Think about lifting your toe just slightly and then relaxing your toes. Feeling the back of your leg on your horse's side. Keep looking up forward. Brilliant. And then while you're standing up, if you can, take your reins into one hand, pop the other hand straight out in front of you, keeping that balance. Keep looking up nice and tall. Brilliant. And now rising trot, keeping that hand very, very still and steady as you do it. Excellent. Look down your hand. Is it moving around or is it relaxed and staying in the same place? Excellent. Now taking back your contact again. We're going to go forwards into a walk. So now I want you to take back that sitting trot, lifting up nice and tall, shortening your reins so you've got a little bit of contact or a little bit more contact. Look up tall, soft focus, a slight tension with your reins, closing your fingers on your reins, and back to a walk. Well done. Give your horse a pat and a long rein. We're just going to change the rein and then practice the same on the opposite rein. So looking up tall, you're just going to pick anywhere you like and steer your horse to the right. So taking your right hand away from your horse's neck, keep a slight contact with your left rein, walking across the arena, and then changing on into the other direction. Right now we're in the other direction, looking up nice and tall, soft focusing again, thinking about your position. Brilliant. Now taking your reins into one hand again, drop one hand down by your thigh, the opposite hand, the one you did on the opposite rein. Just letting it relax down and pointing towards the ground. Just to have a check that it's actually pointing at your heel, so your leg is back far enough underneath you. Well done. And keeping your reins into one hand, what I want you to do is put your hand straight out in front of you. Looking down your hand so you're keeping it nice and straight. And now we're going to ask your horse to stop. So looking up, keeping your hand straight in front of you, just taking up that contact a little bit with your reins in that one hand. Lifting your diaphragm, dropping your weight down into your heel and going forwards into a halt. Brilliant. Now keeping that hand very steady and still, we're going to ask your horse to walk on. So keeping the contact with your rein, just relaxing your thigh and your knee so your pressure goes more into your calf, squeezing your calf onto your horse's sides, and they should walk on. If they do, give them a little. If they don't, giving them a little harder squeeze with your leg. Excellent, well done. Now looking up nice and tall, keeping that hand very still and steady. Now I want you to take your reins back again. Brilliant. Now putting your fingers in your horse's mane so you've got a little bit of contact there. I want you to stand up in your horse's in your stirrups. So lifting your seat up and out. Keeping your weight down into your heel. Think about staying in balance, looking up, soft focusing at the end of the school. Brilliant. Just staying there, checking you've got no tension in your leg. Your calves are on your horse's sides. Now we're going to sit back down again. So concentrating on your horse's sides, on your calves, staying in contact with your horse. And pop your seat back down, making sure your leg doesn't swing forward underneath you. Well done. Now correcting your position. So sitting up, shoulder blades back, lifting up your chest, dropping your weight down into your seat, making sure your seat is following your horse's movement. Well done. So now we're going to go forwards into a trot on this rein. So collecting up a little bit more contact there with your rein, lifting your diaphragm so your horse knows something's going to happen. And giving your horse a gentle squeeze with both your legs, going forwards into a trot. Remember, if they don't listen, then give them a harder squeeze, a little kick with both your calves. And if they still don't listen, then a gentle tap with your stick just behind where your leg is used on your horse. Excellent. Now going forwards into a trot, lifting your eyes so you're soft focusing on something, thinking about that two-time beat, thinking about the rise, and lifting your hips forward and down as the horse trots. Excellent. So now Hertzie's trotting around. We're going to repeat the same exercises we did on the other rein. So taking your reins into one hand if you can and it's safe to do so, just link your fingers under the front of your saddle. And for a couple of strides, we're going to take up sitting trot. So you're rising around and now dropping your weight down into your seat, sitting trot for a couple of strides, relaxing your leg, keeping your shoulder blades back, and then rising. Well done. Now we're going to do the sitting trot again. So holding onto the front of your saddle, dropping your seat down into your saddle, relaxing your lower leg, keeping your calf on your horse's sides, looking up nice and tall, and rising trot again. Well done. Now keeping that trot going, we're going to go and stand up in our stirrups now. So looking up nice and tall, soft focus. Link your hands around a piece of your horse's mane just to give yourself a little bit more balance. And then standing up. So as you stand up, dropping your weight down into your heel, lifting your toe, checking your calf is on your horse's side. Excellent. Keep looking up nice and tall, keeping that balance, and then rising trot. Now we're going to do that again. So holding onto a piece of mane if you need to, keeping your weight down into your heel and standing up in your stirrups. Excellent, keeping that balance. And now taking your reins into one hand, popping the other hand straight out in front of you, keeping it very steady and still as you're standing up in your stirrups. Well done. And now think about rising, keeping that hand very steady and still, looking at your hand, checking it's not bobbing up and down. Taking your reins back again. And rising trot. And now we're going to think about going back into a walk. So taking up a little bit more contact with your reins so you've got a bit of control, a bit of contact with your horse's mouth. And taking up sitting trot, relaxing your seat down, relaxing your leg, lifting your diaphragm, looking up nice and tall, soft focusing on something. And then squeezing your fingers around your rein, keeping your weight down into your heel as you do so, and forwards into a walk. Well done. Now letting your horse have a nice long rein, give him a pat. Excellent. And relaxing. Well done.